Welcome to another episode of the Texas Trailhead Podcast. We are almost at the end of May. Unbelievable. And some major, major announcements coming from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Stay tuned. If you're not familiar, if you've been keeping yourself under a rock, you may have missed it. If you did miss it, I'm excited to break this news for you and maybe give you some inspiration for some summer plans. I don't know what it is. You're going to have to just keep listening. You're going to have to keep listening to me ramble into the microphone. Yeah, lots of news going on this week. And then in the second segment, I'm going to talk to you about a little place or a trio of places in the New Braunfels Canyon Lake area that I really think you should check out. I'm going to be talking about the Comal Trails Alliance and let you know what they have to offer as far as outdoor recreation and just places I think you should check out, because I want you to go outdoors and have fun and enjoy Mother Nature and things like that. So thanks for listening to another episode of this podcast. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Texas Trailhead Podcast. Join me, Danny Laurel, as I share stories from the trails around Texas and more. I'll also talk about my favorite gear to use, camping tips, and feature interviews from others who enjoy the outdoors. So grab your backpack and put on your hiking shoes. This is the Texas Trailhead. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department announced on Wednesday, so if you're listening to this when it releases, just a couple days ago, but they announced that the camping's back. And I was thinking about it last week. I was like, you know what? I bet they're waiting till after Memorial Day. And I didn't say that into a microphone, so you're just going to have to believe me. But I was telling my wife, I was like, I bet they're waiting until Memorial Day. Just get through that busy, busy weekend, and then they're going to open up camping. And sure enough, I saw on their Instagram that they were doing just that. So if this is news to you, shame on you, because that means you don't follow me on any of my channels. That is Instagram or Facebook. But yeah, I'm just kidding. It's whatever. But yeah, they announced that summer camping is back. So starting on June 1st. So you can reserve starting on the 26th or whatever. But for reservations from June 1st through the summertime. So yeah. Get out there and go camp. I'm pretty excited. If you listened to my episode last week, you knew that I wasn't really going to the state parks as much, because for hiking purposes, I just want to go and hike. I don't want to have to plan to hike. But for camping purposes, it's a little bit different, because when this whole pandemic kicked off, I was originally planning on going to Tyler State Park for, I guess, an early birthday getaway. And the Monday, Tuesday of the week that I was going to go is when they announced that the state parks were actually closed. They hadn't opened up for day use yet. They were just shut down. And so I was a little happy that actually happened, because when I was planning on going, I honestly wasn't really that comfortable with being out on the road, but I figured if I can go camp, then I can be away from people enough and just kind of get away from everything. But then they shut everything down, so I didn't really have a choice. But this morning at 8 o'clock, when the reservations opened up, I got to redeem that wish, and I'm actually not going by myself this time. I'm taking the family, and we're going to Tyler State Park. I'm pretty excited. My wife hasn't camped with my daughter and I before, so we decided to do a cabin. I've never been to the state park. I'm looking, sorry for that pause. I'm looking at the guide here, the Texas State Park official guide. So Tyler State Park is in the Piney Woods. It is a CCC built state park out in East Texas. It is pretty popular. It has a 64-acre spring-fed lake, so I'll be taking the fly rod and do some fishing out there. They have a boat ramp, a small bird blind, and there's hiking. There's plenty to see and do at this state park, so I'm pretty excited about getting back out there. I hope to have some more time to camp before I go back to work. Officially, my store is open, but we're not busy enough for me to be there yet, so I have more time to talk to all of y'all. Last week, I also talked about whether or not going to the Narrows is a good idea, and I got a little bit of feedback. I mean, people are free to visit. So let me reiterate, I think what I think may have been missed is people are free to go visit the Narrows if they want to do it. Getting there, there's nothing stopping you from going there. My concern was, is if too many people go, the odds are that people aren't going to follow the rules. That was it. So I don't think we should be hyping up something where a lot of people are going to go and mess it up. Just looking, so we're on the other end of Memorial Day weekend, and every picture I saw of the rivers that were occupied, it's like we've spent all this time being away, and the first opportunity we had to be out on the water, and they were filthy. San Marcos was filthy. There was just a lot of trash that I saw. I heard a story of a guy who lives on Guadalupe, and he's a guide out there in the New Braunfels area, and he came home and people were just like hanging out on his property, and they're lucky that one guy got away with just getting arrested instead of something else. I mean, it's tough. The more people that are going to be able to enjoy things, there's going to be a larger percentage of people that just don't care and don't feel like they just don't feel like it's their responsibility. And so I was just hesitant in hyping up something that a lot of people we're going to enjoy, but the bigger percentage as it grows, we're not, and weren't going to keep up with it and weren't going to respect it. So that's all I said. Can you go? I mean, yeah, I'm not going to show up and stop people from enjoying nature. That's not the goal. I want people to get out and enjoy things, but I just want people to enjoy them responsibly. I want people to listen to my adventures and get out, and also get out with the same appreciation that I have. You know, I would love to take a trash bag everywhere I go, but sometimes I just don't. And so even with that, just try my best to pick up at least one piece of trash. You know, if everyone picks up one piece of trash that someone else left behind, or it's not necessarily, so like at McKinney Falls State Park, that creek that runs through it, you know, gets trash from neighborhoods where it goes into the gutter and it goes into the creek. So it's not always from other campers, sometimes just natural occurrences. The rain washes stuff down the street into the gutters, into the waterways. I see it here in Kyle a lot too. So, but if everyone can just pick up a little bit after, just pick up a little bit. No, I'm not really specifying after anybody, but it would make some big progress. All right, enough about that. Enough about the Narrows. If you go, have fun. If you have a good picture, let me know. Put it on my Facebook and tell me how much fun you had. This week I received my gift. So I am a member of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and their new program that they just came out with is or new initiative is We Will Not Be Tamed. And it really focuses on a handful of different people that represent different aspects of the outdoors in Texas. So you have hunters, you have anglers, you have hikers and mountain bikers and a variety of people. One of their newest one is Jess Pryles. She's the hardcore carnivore, so does a lot of education about different cuts of meat and how to smoke meat and all these cool things. But as a member and as a thank you for becoming a member, I got my little welcome packet in the mail. I just got it. There was a delay because of everything going on with the mail. And I got my hat, and it comes with a sticker. And I got a little guide for the Texas Parks and Wildlife We Will Not Be Tamed initiative that has these stories. JT Van Sant is one of them. He's a local fly angling guide. And there are just different stories of people that enjoy Texas and enjoy the Texas outdoors. So I definitely encourage all of y'all to look up the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. It's one more little bit, besides picking up trash, it's one more thing I can do to help, you know, the conservation of our Texas lands. You know, I talked about interviewed for the Trail Alliance in Austin, and, you know, all these different organizations. I'll be talking about another one upcoming that's also in the Central Texas area. But all of these organizations do a lot for the land that they steward and the trails that they help protect. The San Marcos Greenbelt Alliance is another one that I've talked about. So I'm happy to be a member of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. I definitely think y'all should look into it as well. I'm thinking about doing a unboxing video. I don't know if y'all know, but I tinker a little bit with the video editing. So I have a YouTube channel for all of the, well, not all of, but the most recent hikes that I've done. I'm a little behind because I have started another project for one of my hobbies that's unrelated to hiking. So I'm a little behind on the video editing, but I have a video coming up for San Marcos, a hike I did in San Marcos, and then I have a video coming up that I'm pretty excited about that's going to be for the subscription box company Cairn Subscription. They do an amazing outdoor subscription box. I've already written about them. Looking at all the options that are out there, I definitely have felt that Cairn makes the best outdoor subscription box. If you haven't read that, it is on the website, thetexastrailhead.com. So look for that. But I have a video that's coming that will let everyone know what to expect if they're new subscribers. They have a very special new subscriber box, and that's what I'm going to show off and give you kind of an idea of what you can expect in the boxes. They have different price tiers, et cetera, et cetera. I'll be talking about that in a different video once I do, or a different podcast episode once I get the video and everything ready to go. So looking forward to that. So a handful of different things going on this week. Bunch of news. I'm, of course, the most excited about the camping reopened. If you are heading out this weekend and you are going camping, let me know. I'm definitely excited to hear about where y'all are going. Hit me up on the Facebook page, and hopefully you're listening to this podcast while you're driving to said campsite. I had my British accent come out a little bit. Hope y'all enjoy. So in Central Texas, there's definitely a lot of hiking options. I know Dallas has some pretty good hiking organizations. Houston has a pretty awesome Parks and Rec department. Austin has a bunch of trails. So I'd like to highlight a lot of the different trail organizations. A couple episodes ago, I did the San Marcos Greenbelt Alliance, and the one I want to talk to you today is called the Comal Trails Alliance. I first discovered a trail that's part of the Comal Trails Alliance. I was in New Braunfels, and it's a small town in between Austin and San Antonio, and it's New Braunfels. I know people that live in New Braunfels and for whatever reason put an S in the middle and pronounce it New Braunfels, and it is like nails on a chalkboard with somebody tapping a pen while waiting on you. It's the worst sound, and I'm always giving people a hard time when they live in town when they pronounce it like that. So anyways, yeah, the Comal Trails Alliance, they have three trails that they run. Two of them are in New Braunfels, and one of them is actually on the north end of Canyon Lake. But the trail that I was on that I discovered first was called Panther Canyon Trailhead, and that's going to be pretty much at Landa Park. Landa Park is this fantastic open green space. You can do picnics. They have playgrounds for kids of all different age groups. They do a lot of parties. There's the water that runs through the park itself, and it's pretty magnificent. The Comal Springs, it's the headwaters to the Comal Springs, and it runs through the park, and it opens up, and you can do some paddle boating on the water there. They have a little bit of putt-putt. They've got kind of a natural swimming pool. And the coolest thing about Landa Park is they have a little train that runs through it, like you go on at zoos and stuff like that. So it's pretty rad. I really like it. It's a great park when I don't feel like going up to Austin and doing something like Zilker Park, because Zilker Park's much bigger, but it can still get really crowded on the weekends. So Panther Canyon, it's one of the three trails/parks that the Comal Trails Alliance helps maintain. And a lot of their work they do along with the New Braunfels Parks and Rec Department. And the other two are going to be the Dry Comal Creek and the Madrone Trail. So Panther Canyon begins just after the headwaters for Comal Springs. There are a few spots where you can walk down and sit by the water rushing out of the ground. And on my last visit, believe it or not, I saw people filling up their water bottles as they got back on their bikes to cruise around the park. So not something that I think I'm going to do, but the lady that I talked to when I finally asked, like, what? Is that good? She's like, yeah, it's great. It's spring water. It's delicious. I was like, oh, okay. Well, when you put it that way. The canyon is really like walking in sections of a dry creek bed. I can't imagine what it's like after a rain, but despite that, it was really shaded with plenty of different plants to enjoy along the mostly flat hike. There are some sections where you're crossing over rocks, so be mindful of your footwear and know that on any of these parks and trails, there are no restrooms here. So like at the state parks, every once in a while, you'll find a compost toilet or whatever, but you won't have that here at these parks. But there are some sections that can get kind of rocky, especially when you're crossing from the trail over the creek bed. So like I said, just be careful with your shoes. I wouldn't wear open toe. Like you don't have to wear trail runners, even though I recommend it, but like don't wear open toe because some of the rocks get kind of gnarly. The trail itself is 1.2 miles in one direction, but the land it's on is 48 acres or 49 acres total. So plenty of room to move around. And at the end, you're pretty much walking next to a neighborhood. So be mindful of your surroundings before you loop on back. The end of the trail is just kind of like this little loop, I guess, little circle, and you kind of just come back around. But it cuts through a little bit. Lots of trees, lots of really cool things to look at. Some parts of the trail that don't exist anymore, but maybe used to. The last time I was there, it looked like there used to be some built bridges over the water that are gone. So hopefully they are able to get some good funding, some good volunteer work, and rebuild those. The second place is Dry Comal Creek. This trail is a bit longer. It's 2.25 miles round trip. And this trail is suitable for hiking and mountain biking as well. And this is actually the only one in town where bikes are allowed. The plant life and landscape are similar to what you'll find around town, but be on the lookout for prickly pear cacti and mesquite trees, and that's according to the Comal Trails Alliance website. There are plenty of benches here along the way. And just note that there is a side trail along the way to venture off and see some other pretty cool, exciting things. The two trails, Panther and Dry Comal, are going to look pretty similar. You're going through just some of the original trees and fauna that are just familiar to this part of Texas. So nothing really outrageous here. They're just good city parks, but the Dry Comal Creek is pretty popular with the mountain bikers as well. So make sure you know who yields to who, or is it to whom, when you're there, and just be mindful. They're pretty good about yelling from behind that they're on your left. No, the other left. So finally, part of the Comal Trails Alliance is the Madrone Trail. And the Madrone Trail is actually close to Canyon Lake than it is to New Braunfels. It's on the north side of the lake. But this one's the biggest one of the three. It's 7.6 miles of winding trails that are suitable for hiking and bike riding as well. So the other one is bike riding, but this one's not really in New Braunfels, so it's a little bit different. The one thing to note about this place is it is with the Army Corps of Engineers. So that is definitely something I just posted about on the TexasTrailhead.com website, the Army Corps of Engineers. That's going to be something I'll talk about more in depth later, but they have really good parks around Texas, and they're engineers, so a lot of them have to do with the dams in the area. So this one is the Canyon Lake Dam, and so different dams and different water spots around Texas have these Army Corps of Engineers parks. And the cool thing about the Army Corps of Engineers parks is if you have the Keep America Beautiful pass, you can use that for these parks as well. So, but if you've been paying attention, then you'll know that they all offer some amazing places near water to spend time outdoors. The map has two different pathways, one for trail and one for the road, just the road that goes through the park ground. So just know you can cross over between the two. It'll make the hiking and or biking a little bit longer, where you can loop around in different sections. So in total, there are three different trails that exist at the Madrone Trail section. They're all unnamed, and I haven't been to this place specifically. I have been to some of the other hiking spots at Canyon Lake, but not this one. So I'm sure there's going to be some kind of signage or anything. But like I said, because it's an Army Corps of Engineers park, there's going to be water that you can check out. In this case, it's going to be Canyon Lake. And if you're there, I definitely recommend cruising around to the other side of the lake. Go look at the dam. There is a nature trail that's right across and just below the dam, which is pretty cool as well. I do a lot of fishing down there too. So Canyon Lake is pretty neat. It's a water town, so it has its own, unique character. But, you know, there's definitely the local vibe that do their own thing, and then there are all the other people that show up and enjoy themselves. So make sure you check out Canyon Lake. I think it's a really cool spot. They do have a lot of cool things to do, not just on the water, but around as well. So you can support the Comal Trails Alliance on, they have their own Facebook page, and they do a lot of volunteer signups. And then you can head back to the Comal Trails Alliance online. I'll put a link in the description. If you listen to this podcast on Anchor, all of that stuff's a little bit more accessible. Most of the people out there in podcast world listen to me on Apple, but wherever you listen to me, I appreciate you for checking it out. Hope everyone is healthy and happy and staying busy. And until next time, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Texas Trailhead Podcast. If you like what you heard, please let me know by leaving feedback on Apple iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. You can also support this podcast with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. You can find this on anchor.fm and just search the Texas Trailhead. Still looking for more? Click the links below to find the website, Facebook page and see pictures from the outdoors on my Instagram page. So until next time, grab your backpack, put on your hiking shoes, and let's go out on another adventure. This is the Texas Trailhead.